AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A U.S. citizen in Minnesota says immigration agents forced him out of his home in freezing weather in only his underwear. Chongli Tao was detained and later released. Speaking with the Associated Press, Tao described the moment.
I was afraid when they took me all the way to Minneapolis, they might do something bad, like beat me up or something.
The Homeland Security Department says it was seeking convicted sex offenders. Tao disputes this, saying he lives with his family and none of them are listed as offenders. President Trump said last night that he doesn't care about the Nobel Peace Prize. In a message released by Norway, Trump had linked his aggressive Greenland stance to the decision not to award him the prize. In other news, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports a big winter storm has been sweeping across the Midwest, headed south and east.
It was white out. No, you could barely see it.
Fueled by the Great Lakes, snow blanketed Michigan Monday, triggering a massive pileup on a highway southwest of Grand Rapids. Pedro Mata Jr. had been driving a plow truck.
It was a little scary just listening to everything, just the bangs and the booms behind you.
More than 100 vehicles colliding. Jeff Westfeld with Grand Valley Towing.
Full-blown accidents to winch outs, jackknife semis.
As the blizzard ebbed, Mata says he saw some trucks jackknifed, others swerving to avoid more collisions.
At that point, I just drove a veer off to the left side of the median and chose to go over the ditch instead of colliding with any of the trucks, and was more worried about being hit from behind.
Michigan State Police reported numerous injuries, but no deaths. I'm Ben Thomas.
More on this story at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a show of support from Jerome Powell.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is going to attend arguments Wednesday before the Supreme Court. At issue before the High Court is whether President Trump can fire Fed Governor Lisa Cook. A source tells the AP Powell will be there in person. The president accused Cook of mortgage fraud, an allegation she has denied.
But no, she seems to have had an infraction, and she can't have an infraction, especially that infraction, because she's in charge of, if you think about it, mortgages.
Powell himself is facing a Trump administration investigation over spending on renovations at Fed headquarters.
This unprecedented action should be seen in the broader context of the administration's threats and ongoing pressure.
President Trump has pushed Powell to be more aggressive, cutting interest rates. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.